Hi guys, I am back, and as promised, I have a very special guest with me today, Shannon Hector. She is the creator of Zenzo Wellness. She is a Reiki master and a yoga teacher, and she helps clients incorporate wellness into their daily lives. I'll leave all her information in the description box. Her website is zenzowellness.com. And I'm gonna let her introduce herself a little bit more. Shannon, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me on today. This is so special. I feel like this is just, it was meant to happen through all of you.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, a little bit more about me. Like you already pretty much summed it up. I am Shannon Hector. I'm a Reiki master and also a yoga teacher. I created a community called Zenzoe Wellness. That's also the name of the Instagram and all the websites and everything. And I just like to teach my clients about the importance of certain healing modalities such as Reiki, sound healing, journaling, just all things, pretty much wellness and how all of these things are combined to just make your life well, to say the
Yes,
But yeah, that's pretty
absolutely.
much what I do. And yeah, I'm super excited for our conversation today.
I'm excited too, Shannon, because taking care of your body, it's so important. And I feel like, as I was telling you before, like it's one of the things that I started to neglect when I say came back to Christ. And I feel like it's because the church puts so much focus on spirit and it teaches us to resist the flesh. At least that's what it teaches. But if you go into the Bible and if you go back to ancient teachings on spirituality and how to connect with God, you learn that you have to take care of all three, mind, body, and spirit, right? And that they're all essential. And we tend to neglect one. When we tend to neglect one, we just come out of balance. And I feel like the body is so important. So I just really want to talk about the body and how we can heal from taking care of our body. We could heal our mind. We could get closer to God by actually taking care of our body. So I have Shannon with me today to talk about just becoming a balanced individual. And we want to talk about certain practices that could help that, right? Because here's the thing, there's so much bias when it comes to the church. I know there's bells going off right now when we say yoga, when we say Reiki, right, Shannon?
Yes, absolutely. And it's just so important to like I like to say this because I accept every type of client, no matter what background. I talk to everybody, like I don't and like have converse and having conversations with all different types of people and understanding why they feel the way that they do is very important in this like climate
Exactly.
we're in. So how I like to come at all of these healing modalities is pretty much like more from if they don't understand that it all of it is a like spiritual practice that even people, Christians and everybody around the world pretty much have done in ancient times. I like to come at it with a more of a wellness and scientific type of angle to help them understand, and then maybe then they can try to introduce these things and into their daily lives because none of these things are going to hurt you. That's how I like to look at it. All of the things, it could be yoga, Reiki, sound healing, burning incense, cleansing your space, journaling, all of these things are going to help you overall be well. So I just like I can understand where it's kind of like people are what
Alarmed.
right?
Yeah.
People do use these things for wicked purposes, I would say. But then also you have on the other hand, that's with every other thing in life too. So it's
Right.
just like you can't just say, well, those things are evil, but this person over here that has a gun, that's not evil. Like, it's the same thing. Like, people use certain things for good and bad. So,
right.
I don't know. Oh,
there's witches that actually yes. go in the church and use things for
oh,
evil.
Yes.
It's not the practices that are evil. It's the people. It's
yes.
the people.
Yes.
You know, it's everything is what you make it. Everything naturally is neutral.
Yes.
It's what we choose to do with it. Anything could become bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything could be abused and become quote unquote evil. It all depends on whose hands it's in. And I could honestly say that these practices, like, say, journaling and exercising and yoga, yoga is a big one that I really want you to talk about, Shannon, because I felt conflicted when I came back to, say, religion or Christ, that I just can't practice yoga. And I find that, especially, I've been pretty vocal about me getting anxiety over the past year. And I had to, like, sit with myself and realize that, wow, I really stopped, you know, taking care of my body in that way. I used to stretch, whatever you want to call it, guys, because it really is just moving your body. And I'm not thinking of deities when I'm practicing yoga. And I really had to sit with myself and be wise and say, God's not mad at me for taking care of my body, for doing things that are proven to actually help my body and my mind and help me come in alignment. So if you could just talk about yoga and the benefits of that, Shannon, I think that would be so helpful.
Yes, absolutely. And I completely understand. It's a lot of people that actually feel that way. And it's like, with anything, it's any practice is what you make it. So some people are, they use yoga as like a more of a spiritual practice. Some people use it more of a, as like an exercise, but all in all, it is so beneficial for your body. Like, it helps you stay limber. You need to stretch and move that energy within your body. The real importance is like having stagnant energy within your body because you're not moving it, because you're neglecting yourself from these certain practices, like keeping certain energy in certain parts of your body, like your shoulders, your hips, your legs, your knees, like that will cause you to become sick. Like, so whatever way you want to, you know, move that energy within your body, just do it. And yoga has been proven to be one of the most effective things to release energy and different traumas from within the body. So
trauma. Yes. Definitely.
I think that is like one of, I would say that is number one for me on the list of like the benefits of yoga. And also it creates routine. It creates discipline. When you're getting in certain yoga poses, your body is anticipating that. So it creates structure. Like, anything that your body is doing and your mind is, you know, your mind and your body are essentially one. So it's creating this dynamic between your mind and your body of like discipline, or like, you know, like it's a routine. So overall, it just makes you healthier. So I don't know, like,
absolutely. I totally agree with you, Shannon. And you mentioned your mind and your body are one, and getting in alignment, I feel like it's so important. Yeah. And the power of three to me is a magical number. You know, that's another term that is like a red flag, but to me, magical is just the things that create a wonderful experience here. And being in alignment is so important in the science of getting rich. It just corrects you right then and there that don't think you're doing yourself a service by neglecting any of them, mind, body, or soul. You need to actively have a practice for all three so you could be in alignment and get or achieve the things that you want. A lot of these practices like yoga, it has gotten me disciplined again. It has gotten me to focus again. And we were talking about in, say, yoga or meditation, that we practice hand postures. And that's another thing that's just been like, oh my gosh, you're throwing up hand signals, you're of the occult or you're a witch or things like that. But if you look back to spiritual, to the spiritual gurus, say Jesus or any of them, they all have this thing where they're meditating, where they're doing different hand postures. In Christianity, we have hand postures.
Yes.
We hold our hands together to pray.
Yes.
And it's just aligning, like you said, mind and body becoming one, being centered. And we just have to get education on these things, or not be afraid to look into these things and know what is good for you, what is bad for you. I say, I'm a big believer in, well, try it for yourself. I'm not trying to convince you of anything.
Absolutely.
But try it for yourself. If it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. But I find that these things actually are beneficial. So that's really a big one. I mentioned meditation, and I know that's something that you practice too.
Yes.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. So that was actually the first, I would say, healing modality that I practiced. I'll go back to the beginning of how it all started. Basically, I was in my first year of college and I had a stress management class. At the time, I was working in healthcare as well. And my professor, she actually did classes, like meditation classes, with some of the patients that at the hospital I worked at. So she would, it was a direct correlation with people having heart attacks, heart failure, all the things to deal with, like heart and like stress in the body. So she would make us meditate every day. Like, we would learn about all of the things, how stress can affect certain organs in your body. So we went through the whole thing and the whole body. So one thing I took from the class, I was just like, okay, like, I literally have to have my stress levels all the way down, because it's gonna create this sickness in my body. And it always stuck with me, because when you're working in healthcare, you see all these people, they're sick, and you're just like wondering, how did it come to this? And it was like, as we, as time went on, the people were getting younger and younger. And it's just like, how is this happening? Like, you're 30 and you're having a heart attack and stuff like that. So I just,
right,
from that point on, I was just like, meditation is like top, at the top of my list. If I don't do anything, I'm going to do a meditation for sure. Like, and I'm just like, from then on, I'm just like, that's number one. So just meditating, having some time with yourself, like, it doesn't have to be like, people have a lot of misconceptions about what meditation is. It could just be you sitting with yourself and taking a few deep breaths, relaxing, and just evaluating just your day. Like, think about what happened in your day, like the things that you could have did, the things you could have done differently, and just sitting with those thoughts. It doesn't have to be you, it can't be you not having any thoughts, because that's impossible, but
right,
it's literally just you sitting there and just relaxing, calming your nervous system down, and, you know, just releasing the day. So that's how I like to put it. That's as simple as I can put it, as like what meditation is for me.
Yeah.
But
I feel like that's really good that you said that, that it's not trying to stop your thoughts. And I find that with me, for a while, say like 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
It's like 15 minutes of me getting into a place where I could just say, okay, now I am taking a step back from my thoughts and I'm actually observing all the things that I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people think that they're thinking and they're not. I say this all the time. People think that they're thinking and they're not. But you could actually, in meditation, it's eye opening. You could take a step back and observe everything that you just have in a loop, repetitive, going on in your head. I'm stressed about bills. I don't know how I'm going to make it to pick up my son on time. I don't know this. I don't know that. All these worries. And you could just sit back and observe them, say, while you're getting into the meditation. And meditation is a big one for me. It really helped me get out of a fog. A lot of people I find, you know, there's been a lot with anxiety and brain fog and just confusion. And meditation has truly helped me get my mind clear. And I feel like you said, it actually is proven. You've seen it, the results in hospitals, that just daily practice of, say, meditation right when you wake up or right before you go to sleep is so beneficial. And it actually, burning, say, like incense, like Palo Santo and cedar and all these things, actually in meditation, it helps you breathe.
Yeah. It kills bacteria in your head. It kills bacteria. I know this was really big during the, you know, pandemic. Like, you need to cleanse your home, like, you know, like using those cleansing tools, like sage, Palo Santo, like you said, cedar wood. Those things actually help cleanse the energy around you in your home. It helps you focus more. You know, like you said, like during your meditation, I burn incense every day. It just helps me. It's like a part of my day. It just helps cleanse the energy of the home. It's just a part of, you know, who I am now. It makes me feel good. I can't see me going back to any other thing, like as far as like cleansing the house, because we all hold energy. And when we release it, and like when we're meditating, say when you're in meditation, say you start to cry, that's a form of release. So you need to further release those things out. So you need to open a window, maybe burn incense or sage or Palo Santo, and give thanks that you were able to let those things out of your body and they're not just manifesting inside of you. So I think
There's multiple ways that you could use these things. Like I said, for breathing, it definitely helps me with, like, say, anxiety and being able to breathe and actually have a better sleep. Like, it doesn't, my sleep is not as interrupted, say, if I am, say, burning something, like these natural herbs or, you know, not herbs, but like wood. Like, it's wood, it's earth. It helps you get grounded. I feel like people in spirituality, we're all up in the sky and these are things that help us get centered, grounded. And that's why I love it so, so much. Because yeah, you're meditating, you're going higher, but there's also things to anchor you. Yes. I also feel like it says it in the Bible. If you don't believe, it's scientifically proven, and it also has multiple stories in the Bible that you do have to clear your space. Energy is not destroyed. It is transferred.
Yes.
And in the Bible, it talks about God or Jesus, God, taking out demons, right, from this man. And the demons is saying, whatever you do, don't let me, you could cast me out of this man, but don't let me leave the region. The demon had to go somewhere. Guess where it went? It went right into the pigs.
Oh my goodness.
So you have to cast these things out. Like, there's multiple stories in the Bible. And that's why I am such a big believer in you could be taught. I believe that, but I also believe in taking information, reading it, and really thinking for yourself, what is this saying? What does this even mean?
Yes.
Like, you wouldn't even connect it to things that are proven safe with a scientist. You just dismiss scientists altogether. You just dismiss other people's practices and spirituality altogether, but it's all the same when you really think about it.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. And another thing with meditation that I really want you to talk about, and you're so good at this, and It's the sound bowls and the sound healing, like the frequencies, like that is a game changer for me. When I put on frequencies when I meditate, or I hear like sound bowls or just anything like that, it's, oh my gosh, it connects me automatically. So please talk about that.
Yes. So I always like to talk about the first time I ever listened to frequencies or went to a sound healing, a sound bath class, I guess that's what you will call it. And when I say I felt so much lighter after I left there, I didn't understand. Like, I understood what sound healing was, but not to the level after, through experience. Then I began to research it more, and I'm just like, oh, this is really a game changer. Like, you can really heal yourself with sound and frequency music, and it's literally just healing you on a cellular level. It's moving the cells within your body, and it's just still mind-blowing to me.
It's so mind-blowing to me.
It's
Shannon, this is the most like mind-blowing thing to me, because you can literally heal with sound, and I'm not even like sound, yes, speaking vocally. Yeah. You could just change a situation. I know the power of my voice.
Yes.
And even if I say like, enough is enough, or I'm better than this. T.D. Jakes talks about this. Like, he lived in a house that he didn't like, and he spoke. He declared it with his mouth, with sound. I'm better than this. Mm-hmm. This is lie. This situation is lying on me. Being vocal and God created with word and sound. It's not even just say words. It's sound. It's like you said, frequency of 432, 528. These frequencies are healing. Even when going back to yoga or stretching, and after the practice, they do like oh, yes. And it's so healing. With anxiety, I find that that's the only thing that would truly like kind of calm me down once I'm in a real panicky state is the sounds.
Yes.
So that is just like a game changer for me. If you're having trouble with, say, your mental or getting back to center, the frequencies, the sound bowls, and Shannon offers all of this.
Yes.
On her website, you could buy sage, Palo Santo, all those things. You could have a session with her with say meditation, or just, you know, releasing say with frequencies and healing, music healing. So I just want to say that, but yeah, that's something that has really, really helped me throughout my practice. And sound is really important, Shannon, but you know what else is important is your hands.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a writer.
Yes.
So I know the power of journaling. And you said like meditation was number one for you.
Yes.
Writing, journaling is number one for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I could change the situation when I write and when I speak. So do you want to talk about like how journaling helps you?
And
I feel like for me, it helps me just take a step back and remove myself from a situation that I'm just too involved in. What about you?
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say, something similar. It helps me really analyze my feelings, because I don't know if it's like this for everyone, but when you're in it, like when you're in the thick of a situation or something, and you have so many thoughts going through your mind, and then also opinions of other people, sometimes you just need to sit with yourself and actually write down how you feel, not being influenced by other people giving their input on certain situations or certain things. Like, so for journaling for me helps me, one, release. Once I write it down, I just feel like it's over with, unless I need to actually put some effort towards a solution. So once it's on the paper, it's just like, okay, I've released it. And then I honestly, sometimes if it's like a huge problem or a huge issue within me, excuse me, I'll write down solutions. Like you said, take yourself out the situation and then I'll start writing down solutions. So that's how I kind of like to look at most things in life now. My perspective kind of changed. I'm just like, I can't look at every situation and problem as an issue. I have to try to think about things like a solution-based situation type of thing. So
yeah,
it's kind of how I try to look at things. And I kind of learned that from my partner. He's like a person that likes to deal with things head on. Sometimes I'm not like that. I like to just kind of sit with my feelings and stuff, but he kind of likes to deal with things head on. So, and he's very solution-based. So that's kind of something that I learned from him. So I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, I like this outcome. You can kind of control it to a certain degree by writing things down. So
you could control it a lot. And it's actually in the book, Letting Go, The Pathway to Surrender, okay, that you problem solve by journaling and writing things out. And like you just naturally said that, like, I'll write out everything. And then next thing you know, I'm writing out solutions, ideas, taking the time to sit down with your situation and really think first, mm-hmm, by just being real with yourself. Where are you right now? Bob Proctor advises, like, if that's not where you want to be, realize where you are, burn that thing, mm-hmm, and now start writing ideas. Not every idea is a good idea.
Yes.
But once you start, you know, okay, let's try this. Boom, throw it up. See if it works. It doesn't work. Okay, now you're in the zone of, okay, let me try this. Let me try that. And your mindset just shifts because you're figuring out your problems. In The Richest Man in Babylon, one of the best books I encourage everyone to read, it says, do you have the soul of a slave or the soul of a free man?
Oh, yeah.
The soul of a free man looks at life as a list of problems to solve and solves them, mm-hmm, you know.
I like that.
Yeah, in Lead the Field, it talks about successful people aren't people that don't have problems. Successful people are people that just figure out how to solve problems.
Yes, and that's literally, once you start looking at life as just that, things will, miracles will start happening. It's just like,
and that exactly what it, that produces miracles, getting in alignment and changing your mindset, you know. That's what produces miracles, being in alignment and incorporating your body. This is like the biggest thing to me in, like, say your spiritual practice and your mental practices. It's so helpful. You can't neglect the body. Yes, we live in spirit and in truth, and we're spiritual beings. Like, that's just who we are. We live in our body. That's why we're able to meditate and get outside of ourselves and actually observe our thoughts, because we are not our thoughts. We are not our body. We live in our body. So it's important to honor that and walk with that, like, knowing, but we are put in our bodies for a reason, and we can't do anything without our bodies. This is what we're here for. We get in the field with our bodies, and it's just so important to understand that these practices, they are not evil. It's people who take these practices and say they're going to turn, because let's just be honest too, there are people that are doing all these practices, mm-hmm, and are, say, doing it to tap into the devil. I don't know if you saw this, that Lori Harvey's boyfriend, he said,
I saw that.
You saw that?
Oh my goodness. I was just like, that's scary. Like, that's like number one for me. Like,
So there are people that do these things and are tapping into, say, devil energy or demon energy or whatever you want to call it. I'm not denying that at all. And even he says it, like, you don't want to mess with that stuff. It took a lot of prayer to get that stuff out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. So you have to be discerning. I feel like you have to be really careful about who you're following. Like, I know who Shannon is. I wouldn't just recommend anyone to say, help you meditate or help you release or anything like that. So do your research. Absolutely. Try these things for yourself. And this podcast and bringing Shannon on is just to open your perspective, you know, and understand that you could learn from everybody. And it's not just us, I'm talking about like the church, just teaching. We actually have a lot to learn and we're so similar and we're basically practicing the same thing. Like Bob Marley says, one, we are one, one love. And it usually takes a crisis, like say COVID-19. Or 9/11 to realize that, whoa, it's not about our color. It's not about race. We are one race and that's the human race. And we are so much more alike, our cultures and everything. We are so much more alike than we are actually different, actually. So yeah, do you have anything else to say about that, Shannon? I know that these are all things that really helped me. I'm a believer in healing with your hands. I did take one class of Reiki, but Shannon is a Reiki master. I know I could heal with my hands. I could hold someone and I could hold somebody's hand and talk to them and really connect with them intuitively by just holding their hands. Like I said, I'm a writer. People ask me, oh, what's your process of writing? And I say, to be honest, I don't have a practice. I just get downloads. Like say if I am in alignment after I meditate, after I'm aligned, I'll just get something like boom and I'll just write it down all at once. I'm not the type of writer that just sits down and comes up with say my children's books by thinking. I don't. It just comes. Yes. So what do you have to say about like the hands and the power of your hands and being able to heal with hands? I absolutely believe it. I see TD Jakes touch people's heads and things like that. And it just transforms. So I don't know. You talk about it, Shannon.
Yes, I resonated with everything that you just said. Like it's so powerful, the things that we can do and the gifts that God has given us. And sometimes you don't know until, like we were saying before, until you experience things. But yeah, like with Reiki or any like healing, energy healing, I didn't understand how gifted I was until someone told me, and then through the practice, and then I was kind of just like, oh, wow. Like I didn't understand how blessed I was at the time. And once I began to being able to help people through touch and through Reiki, then I knew that God had given me something special that I needed to share with people and help them along on their journeys. So, I mean,
Shannon is blessed. I would say the most, your gift is your hands, like yes, with the meditation and the sound bowls, like with the Reiki, just being able to touch people and heal them. That is Shannon's gift. Like she is crazy blessed when it comes to being a healer. She knows how to incorporate all these things into her practice and actually help you release and get back into alignment. I could say that. She says that I'm blessed, but she actually helped me, like, you know, she actually helped me come back into alignment with her practices. And like I said before, I wouldn't bring anybody on to especially to speak about such a complicated topic. I know a lot of people are conflicted about this topic, and I feel like Shannon, please check her services out. She's amazing. If you're having mental health issues, if you're having trouble getting into alignment, she's definitely the one to go to, and I could definitely testify to that. So,
it's super important, and I'm like super excited to, you know, just educate certain, you know, certain people on certain things. And then, like, I wanted to say before, like, certain healing modalities aren't for everyone. So somebody might be more receptive to the sound healing more than the energy healing, or somebody might be more receptive to the Reiki. So it's all about basically the experiences and then taking what you can from each experience. So I just wanted to say that too, like, some things work more for other people than,
right,
you know. But,
and it's about figuring it out. And one thing I want to say before we end this, Shannon, is that don't get caught up in names. Mm-hmm. You know, Reiki, yoga, you know, don't get caught up in the name, because that's the thing that just cripples people, makes them run away, makes them think that it's not of God.
Yes.
And that's why I say this whole podcast is about thinking for yourself. Think about everything that we just talked about and judge it from that. Don't judge it by the names or what you were taught about, told about yoga, told about Reiki, all these things. Like, it's, you could see it in every culture, people healing with their hands, doing the hand postures. Like we said, we could see people incorporating sound in their practices. You could see them in the Catholic Church, they burn Palo Santo, you know. There's just so many things. You have to move your body. I don't even understand how this is even a question. You could call it something different, but get the basis, the gist of, you know, what we're saying, and have an open mind, you know, be discerning, but have an open mind when we talk about all these things. So thank you so much, Shannon. I feel like this was such a great talk, and these talks are needed. Yes, you know,
they are.
I feel like these talks are definitely needed. So I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this stuff with me, because I don't know everything, and I'm very like inquisitive, curious, and I love information, and I love to learn from people. You know, and I feel like you could learn from anything, everyone experiences, you could learn from them. Like, I have my dog teaching me certain lessons that I'm just like, wow, this is like eye opener. Aiden teaches me my biggest lessons in life. You know, you could be ministered to by anything, a song, anything. So just to be closed-minded, I just feel like it's so ignorant. And even in the Bible, it says, if anything, get wisdom. Go get it.
Yes.
And that's what it says.
Who you can learn from. It's just so crazy to be closed-minded. Like, even if you do believe in certain things, it's okay to learn about other mm-hmm. things. Then, like you said, being able to use your discernment to say, hey, this is for me. Hey, this isn't for me. Like, it's okay. Like, you're not going to be punished from trying something. Like,
I absolutely agree. And I don't feel like God is that petty.
No,
to be honest, I don't. He is God. He's not sitting around getting upset. He judges the heart.
Yes.
You know, he judges you from your heart. Yeah. And that's what he sees. He's not seeing color. He's not seeing, he picks people and selects people from their heart. And that's why you find children of God in every color, man or woman, in all different types of culture. You know, in Christianity, we want to believe that we're the only ones that believe we come from Abraham. No, there are, what, four different religions, completely different, that believe that they're descendants of Abraham. And that's just going on a tangent, but I just want to say that to just say, like, let's really, you know, open our eyes and think and have an open mind, be discerning, but be open to learning new things and bettering yourself, because this is what this talk is all about, is just being better. And what can we practice in our life to just become who we're trying to be, help us get towards our goals, because being in alignment is so important when it comes to trying to reach your goals, right? So yeah, that's it, guys. I'll leave Shannon's information in the description box below, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.